Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we are talking about clearing emotional clutter through closure. Do you go from 0 to 100 in no time at all when you get angry? As you scroll through your social media, do feelings of jealousy often come up? Is there a fear that seems to pop up again and again? Let's carry on our month as we focus on getting closure.
Are you overwhelmed by clutter, looking to organize your life? Do you feel stuck and are ready for a change? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer and coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as she supports you in navigating the waters of decluttering your life and getting organized. Julie thinks outside the box and examines clutter in all areas, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, and more. Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life?
I'm talking about closure this month as 2016 is about to end and we welcome 2017. I have found closure to be beneficial personally as well as with clients. Closure might not be necessary for you, but be open as it might be something that you find supportive. All the podcast episodes this month focus on closure. I encourage you to listen to them all. I might say something in a different way that allows you to hear something. They're all short, so you can still enjoy your holidays and listen to the podcast. Let's look at what emotional clutter you could get closure on. Maybe you need to release guilt or shame over something. If I could erase one emotion, it would be shame because so many times others shame us unnecessarily. I think of the Game of Thrones scene where the woman keeps saying shame, shame, shame to Cersei. Shame really keeps a lot of us stuck. Is there an emotional burden you've been carrying that you'd like to release? Perhaps you have jealousy over something or someone. Would you be willing to release that? If nothing easily comes to mind, take a few days to monitor your thoughts and actions. Maybe something keeps coming up that you weren't aware of. I believe our emotions are our guideposts signaling the path to change. Had a good friend of mine who broke up with his girlfriend a few months ago. It didn't end well. She wasn't honest with him, and he was right about her being in another relationship before theirs ended. But he kept going back to Facebook to look at her page to find proof. It was something that was driving him nuts. I suggested to him that getting closure might be beneficial. Once he got closure, he was able to move forward and stop checking out her Facebook page. Closure allows you to move forward. In a situation that involves another person, you need to be aware that they might not be able to give you closure. Maybe they aren't willing to give you your say or answer any questions. You have zero control over that. What you can control is your opportunity to get closure and move on. So zero expectation if your closure involves someone else. Awareness is half the battle, but then comes taking action, and sometimes that's the hardest part. Remember to be compassionate and non-judgmental with yourself. Be your own best friend, not your own worst enemy. It has been my experience that when dealing with emotions, there are often layers, and it is beneficial to dig deeper to get to the root. If you don't need to dig deep and can get closure, go for it. I believe the more we are aware about ourselves and our motivations, the better prepared we are to clear out clutter and move forward.
Do you prefer to do it yourself, motivated to release clutter and finally get organized, but need some guidance? Do you have an idea of how to organize and declutter, but know a game plan would support you in achieving your goals? Our do-it-yourself organizing your space and decluttering plan, Julie creates a customized step-by-step roadmap for you to organize your home and release clutter in all areas of your life. Find out more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
I was really angry with someone. I am no longer friends with them, but was still carrying the anger. After some reflection and body work, I realized I was really sad about something and they were the outpost for my anger. When I realized that, I could begin my healing. Now, they weren't a great friend to begin with, but I was able to recognize I didn't need them to get closure. If you do discover something about the emotional clutter, ask yourself what you would need to release it. Sit quietly and see what comes up. Journaling is also very helpful. If nothing does, that's okay. Remember, it's a process. If you're struggling with releasing something, ask questions. Be curious. Don't judge yourself. When you have a regular mindfulness practice, your answers come more easily. I was trying to solve something. I was finding potential solutions, but it wasn't quite right. Right before I fell asleep last night, I heard a word and to Google it. When I did that, I found my answer. Don't fret if you aren't getting anything. Maybe you aren't ready to release something. See if there's some other emotional clutter you are able to let go of more easily. Once you have found something you are ready to release, move forward and do something. What one step could you take right now to move forward? Map out a game plan if that helps. Send yourself a reminder each day of what you could do. For example, when I figured out I was really sad, I made sure I got extra self-care. I took the step of unfollowing the person on Facebook so I would not have to see them. While they were wrongly the focal point of my sadness, they still weren't a good friend. I felt a weight lifted like that was the final cutting on ending a relationship. The reality is that we might run into each other because we're in the same town, but I can handle that because I have closure. I won't have an emotional breakdown or have to scream at them. Finally, consider doing a rite of passage. How can you celebrate or get closure? Is it dancing away any remaining emotions with a solemn song followed by an uplifting tune that brings you joy and ready to embrace what comes next? Maybe you have a dinner party with your closest friends and you ask them to tell you funny stories about you, your strengths, and what they love most about you. Or maybe you sit in stillness. Consider also removing energetic clutter. What could you do to remove any energetic clutter around the issue? You could do the cord attachment I mentioned in the mental clutter closure episode. You could examine your chakras for any stuck energy. Sit quietly and ask where the energy is still being held. Ask for it to be removed. Consider seeing a healer if you feel you can't move it by yourself. What emotional clutter will you be getting closure on this year? Takeaways from today's podcast. If you are not ready to release and get closure on some emotional clutter, that's okay. Don't try to force something because you can always revisit it at a later date. Maybe there is something else you're ready to release. Ask what that is. Taking action is key once you've discovered the emotional clutter you would like to have closure on. Many times people don't move forward and remain stuck because they don't take action or steps to move forward. It is usually a process, so stick with it. Be sure to give yourself extra good self-care and self-love. It can be powerful releasing emotional clutter, and while getting closure is helpful, it can bring up lots of intense emotions. Be gentle to yourself in the process. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to clear clutter and share your gifts with the world? The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. So what step will you take today? Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of our 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter. Julie Caraccio provides coaching, professional organizing and speaking, organizing classes, positive affirmations, and her unique How to Declutter Your Life course. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Subscribe to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out and join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m.